Drivers, you've probably heard me talking about Trucking Moves America Forward, a movement that's been around, wow, where does the time go? 5 years, celebrating this great movement for 5 years, and from Trucking Moves America Forward, TMAF for short, we have the co-chairs, Elizabeth Barna. Elizabeth, how are you?
I am good. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing great, and along with you is your partner in crime, Kevin Birch. Kevin, welcome, sir. How are you?
Eric, top of the morning to you. Excellent.
Hey, thank you for being here. I cannot believe we are here. It's 5 years that we've been talking about Trucking Moves America Forward. Kevin, give us a little bit of history here, this movement that began 5 years ago and where we are today.
Well, you know, thanks for having us on your show. You know, it's interesting, 5 years, that sometimes I got to pinch myself to realize it's been that long. But it's been it was a tough start, to be honest with you. Steve Ponder is also the co-chair of TMAF, and he and I were stuck at an airport a while back. We were going to another meeting, if you will, and our plane got delayed, so we had some more chat seat time to go back and forth about the trucking industry, and we both looked at each other and said, you know, it's a shame we go to these meetings all the time, and it's the same thing, the driver shortage and the image of the trucking industry, and that's how it kind of got started. We thought we should do something other than the previous, you know, good stuff trucks bring it and some of the slogans that we've had over the years. So we started this venture, if you will, and it's certainly been a venture movement, if you will, on getting this thing off the ground. And Eric, I love telling the story. We were into it about 6 months, and we weren't reaching our goal for the money, and people were saying, well, Kevin and Elizabeth, we both had these meetings and said, what happens if we don't make it? How do you give the money back? So it was tough. We reached our goal of $1 million the first year. It was almost right to the day, I think, wasn't it, Elizabeth?
It sure was.
Wow.
And from that, and I know we're going to be chatting back and forth on it, but things like the Christmas ornament, the fact that we've got Safety Sammy, now we've got a second one out there, telling our story. And thank you so much for letting Elizabeth and I tell the story about TMAF. And it's Trucking Moves America Forward, but it's a branding now that, Eric, you started by saying TMAF. That's what we're known as now.
Right.
And
right.
People know that TMAF is Trucking Moves America Forward.
Yeah. I love it because over the years, Elizabeth, and I know you know this, but drivers don't get all of the recognition that they deserve. And, of course, the industry as a whole does not get the recognition that it deserves. And this was about educating not just all of us that are associated with trucking, but, of course, those outside the trucking industry to really teach them about it. From your perspective, Elizabeth, what's this 5 years been like? And talk about some of the partnerships that are in place right now.
I think the past 5 years, and thanks, Eric, have been just tremendous. I mean, you're talking about recognition. I would add to recognition respect, the respect that the drivers, the technicians, everybody, that the 7.7 million people that work in the industry deserve. And I feel like we've done a really good job. The first year or 2 years, I would say we spent a lot of time building our social media, but also building pride within the industry. I always like to say, how can we sell something if we don't believe in it? And I felt like many people did that, you know, we had been battered down, drivers, technicians, industry workers, just been battered down so much that the pride within what we did was sort of lost. And so to start letting people know that what they do is important, that everybody in trucking is like a cog on a wheel to get the freight safely and efficiently delivered is so important, that I feel like you talk about trucking, you talk to a driver, you talk to an owner, you talk to a dispatcher, and there's a bigger sense of pride. So the last 3 years have really been out there encouraging everybody to tell their story, like Kevin said, of the trucking industry, how they got involved. We have worked so closely with our state trucking associations, with our sponsors and our donors, and you know, I know this isn't a commercial, but without Pilot Flying J and Act One and ATA's money and every individual donor's money, we couldn't be doing what we do. And Kevin's right. $1 million a year, we've been able to keep that up for 5 years. And that's been important.
You know, it's incredibly important. And Kevin, this, of course, sets the tone for the next 5 years, because if you think about it, any good business plan, and you know this as president of Jet Express, that it is you always look to the future. And in 5 years goes by pretty quickly. I think we've covered that already with the five-year anniversary of TMAF now. But looking down the road, 5 years from now, what are some of the goals for TMAF?
Well, thank you, Eric. Once again, telling our story, because it's unfortunate. We've got so many you know, truck drivers, men and female professional drivers that we have, we all have stories, but a lot of times we don't share those stories. And it falls right in. I think it's a great time to be in trucking, because now we've got issues like the younger driver issue that's right on the front table, if you will. And we need to tell the younger people the opportunities, because trucking is a career. It isn't just another job that you can, you know, you wake up and say, hey, I want to be a truck driver. There's a lot of things that we haven't said about the pay schedule, the good things that truckers do to get to America's goods to them on a safe manner. The fact, like Elizabeth said, there's 7.7 million people. We represent 5% of the gross national product. So those are the things that we need to tell over the next 5 years. And Safety Sammy, we'll get into Safety Sammy, but that's making a difference with the younger people, that we want to share the road, and we want to share the road with the motoring public, and they have to learn how to share it with us. And those are different ways that we can get the word out as to why we have this project, if you will, this movement. And I'm looking forward to the next 5 years.
Going to be incredible. National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, a time when we all thank America's truck drivers for what they do. Elizabeth, what can you tell us about TMAF's involvement in National Truck Driver Appreciation Week?
We are really excited this year for Truck Driver Appreciation Week. We have some new billboards that will be across the United States, working with the state trucking associations and really talking about how the industry makes everyday life important, but also available. So you can start looking for some of those new billboards. We've got drivers on them as well, so real people, which is important. Last year we did sort of the No Truck Drivers, No Food, No Medicine, No Gas campaign, and this year we're talking more about families. So we're excited about that. We've got some radio ads that are going to be running in local areas as well. A ton of op-eds going out there talking about the professional driver and thanking the driver. And then individual companies and organizations doing banquets and safety banquets and thank you banquets for families and drivers. At ATA, and I would say TMAF is quite involved with it too, we are trying something new this year, and we are going to be at National Stadium here in D.C. We have a professional truck driver singing the national anthem.
Wow.
We're really excited about that. We're going to be able to honor some drivers on the field for the Spirit Award. We've got a truck in front of that will be parked right out there by the stadium and in front of DOT. And then we have both versions, Safety Sammy 1.0 and 2.0, at both Metro stops. And we'll be handing out Truck Driver Appreciation Week T-shirts and Safety Sammy fans, and really talking about the image of the driver and highlighting the industry. People say, why D.C. and not somewhere where truck drivers can pull up and come in? And part of it is to really show Capitol Hill, where, you know, the stadium is three blocks from the Capitol, who the trucking industry is and why we do need these safe professional drivers. And we'll be doing a lot more in the grassroots area across the country to thank the drivers. But we're excited about the opportunity here at Nat Stadium.
Really, really cool. I love that. I love that idea. Kevin, of course, it's not you're not up to speed unless you are on social media. And, of course, TMAF is on social media. Tell us about it.
Boy, it's, you know, that's a younger version, if you will, with so many times that you've got to think outside the box now, how you get the information out on drivers and driver hiring and retention. And TMAF has done, you know, we get, Elizabeth's probably got the numbers in front of her on how many hits or how many likes that we get, but we've got quite a following. And from that, we're able to tell our story again. And I was just thinking, Elizabeth talking about the baseball game there at in Washington, D.C. That's about two blocks from the Department of Transportation. And, you know, the legislative people, and you know, Eric, they're the ones that set the rules and regs through different policies and whatnot. That's going to be a good opportunity with a tractor trailer out there and have Safety Sammy. And then who would have thought that we would have a professional truck driver sing the national anthem?
That's cool.
You
yeah.
know, that is just cool, and I'm sure we're going to get a lot of social media events through that, and it may not be a Super Bowl. Someday we're going to have a Super Bowl commercial, but it's pretty close to it.
It is. Wow, it's pretty
yeah.
cool.
And I'd just add with our social media, that's really how TMAF started. We built the foundation with social media, and it has just every year grown exponentially. Higher and higher and higher. I mean, our subscribers and our followers are incredible. But one of the things that I think TMAF does really well is twice a week we put a image with a fact, and that is shared across the United States on everybody's personal and corporate social media sites. But those also go up to Capitol Hill, to the state office, and to the state legislatures. And the feedback we get is that people remember more about the industry if you put a picture with a fact. Mm. And so that has been extremely successful in making our social media channels grow.
Wow. Incredible. Another great part of this movement is Safety Sammy, a mascot that was debuted, really. He's only a couple of years old. He's very, very young. But he's already growing. Kevin, give us some updates on Safety Sammy.
Well, you know, that came out of a meeting, and we came up with some ideas that we, you know, to keep it fresh, and so many organizations and have mascots, and we thought it was time. I've had drivers say, you know, it's kind of stupid or foolish or it's just fluff. It's not fluff. It's another way of telling our story. And who would have thought that we've got a version 2 now, 2.0, with arms, and the kids just like to come up to the Safety Sammy, shake the hands, you know, and the drivers, when we kicked this off at one of the pilot stations, the drivers, we were shocked that they wanted to come over and get their picture taken so mm-hmm. they could send it back to their kids or their wife, a significant other, and that's why Safety Sammy is, you know, it's on a wait list now, and it's just a great thing to tell our story like that.
Yeah. Something else.
I would say Safety Sammy celebrated his second birthday at GATS this year. About 2 years ago, we named him. We unveiled his name. So we had a big birthday cake for him and everything.
I love it. Also, another great campaign, Kevin, is the Trailer Wrap Program. Tell us about that, what it is, and where it is today.
Well, Elizabeth and Steve Ponder, myself, and the team, we had this concept a few years back about telling our story about the billboards, rolling billboards, if you will. Because, Eric, I've often said we are the rolling inventory, if you will, of America's goods. And, you know, there's 16 million impressions, we've been told, by one trailer wrap in a year. And so I'm pleased to say that about 2 weeks ago, Elizabeth reported, I think, 240 trailer wraps.
Wow.
And it's just a great opportunity to share the name of your company. We've got reduced rates on it. You can put your decal on the side. And it's just a talking. It gives us this opportunity to tell us what we do. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth can probably do a little bit more on the trailer wraps, but our goal now is 1,000, and that's where we're headed.
And we've got some new wraps that were just unveiled too this past month that feature Safety Sammy, but sort of like the Uncle Sam. So Uncle Sam wants you, Safety Sammy wants you, and they're pretty eye-catching and really fun.
Wow, nice. It really a great movement that has been, again, growing and growing. So get involved. Get on social media. Share the photos if you happen to catch up with Safety Sammy, then and take a picture, send it out, share that, and get the positive message about trucking out to others. Elizabeth, I'll start with you. I'm going to ask you both the same question. Elizabeth, we'll start with you. During National Truck Driver Appreciation Week or any time, is there something from TMAF that you would like to share with America's truck drivers?
Well, I'd like to just share that. Thank you for the support from the drivers as well on supporting Trucking Moves America Forward, for doing such the job they do with such professionalism and respect on the highways, but also when they're talking to the customers and to the motoring public. So many of our drivers are going to schools and teaching the young how to share the road with large trucks, and they just make such a great impression overall and are so safety-minded and just excellent, excellent Americans.
Wow. Kevin, I'll ask you the same question. What would you like to say on behalf of TMAF to America's truckers?
Well, one of the things, and thanks, Eric, one of the things that I think is important is that TMAF represents not just a certain group, big carriers or organizations such as ATA. We wanted to make this broad-based to all trucking companies and all truckers, independent or not. And when you really think about it, you know, we're almost at 4 million drivers, professional men and women. They're union, non-union, LTL, truckload, flatbed, refrigerated. They're all different. And this is open to every one of those groups, if you will, that they all had to get a CDL. They're all professional at what they do. And this is a voice, if you will, or a machine, a movement that we can get more people involved because, you know, truckers are pretty proud of what they do, and a lot of times they don't like to tell people what they do. And this is a good way for the motoring public and the opportunity for the jobs that are available for us to tell the story. So I'm really, I tell you what, the first five went quick. The next five, I think you're going to see that we're going to make a difference and move the needle.
Well, we're proud here at Red Eye Radio to support this effort, this great movement for the last five, and we'll be in it as long as you guys are in it. So thank you so much for being on with us. The co-chairs of Trucking Moves America Forward, TMAF. By the way, if you want to learn more, you can go to the website, truckingmovesamerica.com, truckingmovesamerica.com, and get involved on social media. Thank you so much, Elizabeth Barna and Kevin Birch. We greatly appreciate your time, and I know you guys are going to come back soon and share some more great information. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Eric, for all your support.
Red Eye Radio.